battle with the mastery of the solar system hanging in the balance on an even chance, a last and only chance for Earth and all her colonies lay at the utter mercy of the outsiders if they ran that gauntlet. Oh yes, Bob Carson remembered now. He remembered that strident bell and his leap for the control panel, his frenzied fumbling as he strapped himself into the seat, the dot in the visiplate that grew larger, the dryness of his mouth, the awful knowledge that this was it for him at least, although the main fleets were still out of range of one another. This his first taste of battle. Within 3 seconds or less, he'd be victorious or a charred cinder. One hit completely took care of a lightly armed and armored one-man craft like a scouter. Frantically, as his lips shaped the word one, he worked at the controls to keep that growing dot centered on the crossed spiderwebs of the visiplate. His hands doing that while his right foot hovered over the pedal that would fire the bolt, the single bolt of concentrated hell that had to hit or else. There wouldn't be time for any second shot. 2. He didn't know he'd said that either. The dot in the visiplate wasn't a dot now. Only a few thousand miles away, it showed up in the magnification of the plate as though it were only a few hundred yards off. It was a fast little scouter about the size of his. An alien ship, all right. 3. His foot touched the bolt release pedal. And then the outsider had swerved suddenly and was off the crosshairs. Carson punched keys frantically to follow. For a tenth of a second, it was out of the visiplate entirely, and then, as the nose of his scouter swung after it, he saw it again, diving straight towards the ground. The ground? It was an optical illusion of some sort. It had to be. That planet, or whatever it was, that now covered the visiplate, couldn't be there. Couldn't possibly. There wasn't any planet nearer than Neptune 3 billion miles away, with Pluto on the opposite side of the distant pinpoint sun. His detectors. They hadn't shown any object of planetary dimensions, even of asteroid dimensions, and still didn't. It couldn't be there, that whatever it was he was diving into, only a few hundred miles below him. In his sudden anxiety to keep from crashing, he forgot the outsider ship. He fired the front-braking rockets, and even as the sudden change of speed slammed him forward against the seat straps, fired full right for an emergency turn, pushed them down and held them down, knowing that he needed everything the ship had to keep from crashing, and that a turn that sudden would black him out for a moment. It did black him out. And that was all. Now he was sitting in hot blue sand, stark naked but otherwise unhurt. No sign of his spaceship and, for that matter, no sign of space. That curve overhead wasn't a sky, whatever else it was. He scrambled to his feet. Gravity seemed a little more than Earth normal, not much more. Flat sand stretching away, a few scrawny bushes and clumps here and there. The bushes were blue too, but in varying shades, some lighter than the blue of the sand, some darker. Out from under the nearest bush ran a little thing that was like a lizard, except that it had more than 4 legs. It was blue too, bright blue. It saw him and ran back again under the bush. He looked up again, trying to decide what was overhead. It wasn't exactly a roof, but it was dome-shaped. It flickered and was hard to look at. But definitely, it curved down to the ground, to the blue sand all around him. He wasn't far from being under the center of the dome. At a guess, it was 100 yards to the nearest wall, if it was a wall. It was as though a blue hemisphere of something about 250 yards in circumference was inverted over the flat expanse of the sand. And everything blue, except one object. Over near a far curving wall, there was a red object. Roughly spherical, it seemed to be about 1 yard in diameter. Too far for him to see clearly through the flickering blueness. But, unaccountably, he shuddered. He wiped sweat from his forehead, or tried to, with the back of his hand. Was this a dream, a nightmare? This heat, this sand, that vague feeling of horror he felt when he looked towards that red thing? A dream? No, one didn't go to sleep and dream in the midst of a battle in space. Death? No, never. If there were immortality, it wouldn't be a senseless thing like this, a thing of blue heat and blue sand and a red horror. Then